You're with your morning team on WSGW. Charlie, Denise, Shannon, and you. It's 8:25.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus. Cause he lights the main. And he sends him to the finest school in town.
A very recognizable sound of Elton John.
Levon, Levon. Is money.
One of his many hits, Levon.
He makes a lot to say.
Which was the song.
Spends his days counting.
That was part of an oops.
In a garage.
During his farewell concert at Dodger Stadium this past Sunday night. And the word is out.
He was born.
So this says. Came up in the Disney Plus's live broadcast.
Yeah.
Because they were providing captioning. And during this song, this is what showed up apparently on the screen. You might have to lean in and look, Pat Johnston. Can you read the lyrics as they're written there? Can you see that?
Yeah. It shall be Levon.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Why is Donald Trump come up there? He's not in the song. At least I don't think so.
I didn't hear Donald Trump's name in there anywhere.
I went to the lyrics myself just to make sure. I thought maybe after all these years.
Bertie Taupin just happened to throw him in there. All right.
According to a source familiar with the situation, a glitch occurred. Disney Plus was enlisting an outside vendor for the captioning. And this vendor was using a combination of actual speech-to-text plus automated speech-to-text, which sometimes will pop up and autofill a word. Even if that's the case, I'm looking at the lyrics for Levon.
It doesn't sound like Donald Trump
no.
at all.
And I don't see anything in the song at all that even references
Not even
that. But it says here that the third-party vendor that did the captioning frequently transcribes news events. So I'm not surprised that perhaps the name Donald Trump wasn't part of a library, I guess. It's just the question why, what triggered the keyboard shortcut command to autofill Donald Trump's name in there during the lyrics of Levon. So, and it says here the mistake was recognized and changed, but not before somebody obviously got a good screenshot of
right.
it.
So.
that's funny.
Now, I will say this, and I love Elton John, but there are a lot of songs, especially the 70s songs, that I have a tough time understanding at certain parts exactly what he's saying. Levon, not one of them, though. Levon, not one of them.
No, it's pretty good.
Like Benny and the Jets. I remember being a kid, and, you know, she's got the bones. Benny and the Jets. I could do that, you know. But
be like the comedian that comes up with the strange lyrics for songs that aren't really there.
Right. Exactly right. Well, this one certainly caught a few people by surprise, and
yes.
No comment from Elton John, by the way.
By the way, just real quick, it's I did have it here. Oh, no, stop. Get out of there. It was from Benny the Jets. It is. She's got electric boots. This is the part I never understood. A mohair suit. You know but now this I always got. You know I read it in a magazine. I already got that.
Okay, yes, yes.
Benny the Jets. But it was always that mohair suit. I never understood what he said. I had to look it up like 20 years ago, finally figured it out.
Mohair suit. Now, there's a dated reference.
That's right.
And that would be itchy.